Hello and welcome back to another episode of How Very Hannah. I am Hannah and this is my musical theatre podcast. This is not my usual set, which you probably realise if you're watching this. And if you're listening to it, I'm not in my usual set. You're going to have to take my word for it. So let's roll the titles and then I'll explain what's going on.
Time there was a stagey girl with a big dream. She hoped, dreamed, and prayed to work at Tesco. Wait, someone's written this script wrong. Can we get a redo?
Take two.
I dreamed a dream that one day I would hit the stage, and so it seems that dream has come true.
Whoa, whoa.
Oh my god, you guys, it's really happening. My life has been changed for the better, and I'm seizing the day and spinning into the spotlight. How very slay, it's giving queen. How very
cringe,
get out my scene. It's beginner's call, the stage is set for me. How very Hannah,
how very Hannah,
how very Hannah, that's the name for my podcast show and your front row. So how very Hannah,
hit the lights.
How very Hannah,
that's too bright.
Okay, it's my podcast show. Let's go.
Bum, bum, ba-da-da-dum, dum. So as I said, welcome back. This is an episode of How Very Hannah, but I am not very in my set. I am How Very in my dressing room in Belfast right now. If you're new here, I am currently playing Margot, an alternate Elwoods in the UK and Ireland tour of Legally Blonde. And this week is our final week before our summer break. This contract has been separated into two separate legs. So we had from January to now, what month is it? July, 6 months. And then we have 2 months off over the summer. And then we have the rest of the contract starting from September. Second part of the contract, the second leg, if you will. So we're about to have a bit of a summer break, and we felt like it's been a crazy year for us here at How Very Hannah. We have had some amazing moments and some amazing guests, and it's been busy. It's been busy, which I'm not complaining about. But we felt like we deserve a little summer break as well. So that is exactly what we're doing. So this is my final episode of How Very Hannah before the summer break, and we will be back. Oh gosh, my voice. I'm going to have to stay hydrated. For context, it is a Wednesday. We're about to do a two-show day. So I've had my eggs on toast. I've had my banana. I've got a little coffee. And we're staying hydrated because we've got a busy old week. And when it gets towards the end of a contract or the end of any job, really, my body starts being like, hello, you're going to break down now. You know, my body's like, you're getting tired, aren't you? You're going to get sick, aren't you? And I'm like, no, please stop, please. So I'm really, really desperate not to get ill this final week. But I'm just feeling kind of tired. This is weird because the camera I'm filming on right now is my vlog camera. So this just feels like a vlog. But I'm not mad about it because I do feel like people love the vlogs, hopefully. And we're bringing a little bit of the vlog vibe to the podcast. If you're new here, I'm normally in a beautiful set with my red curtains, with my How Very Hannah sign. You're just going to have to take my word for it. But you can go back and watch. How many episodes have we actually done of How Very Hannah? There's many. There's many episodes you can go back and watch. Especially when we started season two. That's when I feel like we really leveled up. But we're hoping to come back in September bigger and better than ever. So don't worry, we're not going anywhere. We are just taking a short break, like a summer holiday. It's like a school summer holiday, really. And the vlogs will be continuing, but it obviously won't be like Legally vlogs because I won't be doing Legally Blonde. It will be just like different vlogs, theatre vlogs, going hanging out with my friends vlogs, just like regular, normal person stuff, which is actually kind of refreshing for me to hopefully not be talking about Legally Blonde for the whole of summer. And I guess on that note, it is crazy when you're doing a theatre job. For me, it's so consuming and it consumes every single like thought and brain cell and part of my life. And especially covering, I've found that with Six as well, like covering in a show like that, either you wake up in the morning, the first thing you think about is like, is doing a little siren, making sure you're hydrated, making sure your body feels okay, checking in with yourself to see if you're ready to do the show, checking your phone to see if you're on for any of your covers or not. So having a break in the middle of the contract like this is, you know, there's pros and cons, but it is actually really nice to kind of get a chance to let go of it for a little while and then go back in September. Although I'm already scared about going back in September because we'll have had 2 months off. We've got 1 day of rehearsal and then we are straight back to it. And I think our first venue back is Norwich. So there's probably still tickets available. So that, as always, there will be a link in the description for you to get your tickets for the show. And hopefully I'll see some of you in leg two of the tour. There's venues in leg two that are nearer London and nearer home. So like we're going to Woking, we're going to Wimbledon and yeah. Where else? Aylesbury's not that far. But in the meantime, before we get there, I'm going to be taking, and the whole team, because it's not just me. I say this all the time. However, Hannah, as much as it's my name, Bride and Lights, it is not just me. There's an incredible team working on this. So we've got everyone at TBH, which are there all the time, helping, supporting. We've got Sophia, we've got Ella, we've got Jack, and we've got the incredible videography, is that the word? Videographer. Team that are on hand and helping and filming us every week. Not every week. How we've been doing it whilst I've been on tour is I've been like booking in for like a Monday, which is my day off. And then going into London, we'd film like 3 episodes on a Monday. I'd have 2 weeks of not filming and then we'd go in and we film 3 episodes. But it's been constant. But I'm forever so grateful to have this platform because it's such a blessing to be able to sit down and chat with so many incredible guests and also be able to reach so many of you guys. I really feel like I'm like connecting with you because even though doing the show means that I do get to connect with people in real life, sometimes it's just like, you know, it's full on and like doing stage door and meeting people in real life has been so amazing this past year. But having this platform and be able to connect and share a message and like try and do good at the same time has been incredible. Anyway, I feel like I'm really yapping. 2026 has been so amazing. And I feel like sometimes when you're on the train, when you're on the amazing train and you're having so much fun and it's just like, go, go, go. And there's all these really cool, exciting things happening. It's sometimes hard to take a moment to like stop and like look at it and reflect on it. So I'm really hoping over this break, I'm going to have the chance to really look back on this past year and realize like how much we've done. Okay, starting with the fact that this podcast, How Very Hannah, has been nominated for a Be Creator Podcast of the Year award, which is just like the cherry on top, honestly. And I think those awards will happen, I think it's October, I might have made that up. But you can vote right now. So there is a link in the description for you to vote for us for Podcast of the Year, hopefully, unless there's another one on there that you prefer. But obviously I'm biased, so please vote for us. And there's also loads of other amazing categories and loads of lovely friends that have also been nominated in different categories. So have a look through because there will be creators on there that you know and love and they deserve all the love. Harriet Fish has been nominated for Rising Star Creator of the Year. Like surely she's going to get that. Surely she has to. So yeah, that's really exciting. That is one mega thing that's happened this year, which is like bucket list for the whole team. We had our live show at the Garrick. Come on. And we recorded it and that's like a live episode, which is something that I really wanted. And when we did the tour last year, again, if you're new here, sorry, my phone keeps buzzing. What's happening? It's actually my group chat with my girls from Six. It's my SWAT sisters. It's the group chat's popping off. I love when the group chat pops off. And I'm seeing my Six girlies very soon. In a couple of weeks, we're having a little barbecue moment, which I cannot wait for. Anyway, I digress. We had our live show at the Garrick. And when I did the tour, we were really keen to record the episodes, but we just felt like it wasn't really doable. And we were doing 5 different shows and it just like wasn't really doable at the time. So because it was a one night only show at the Garrick, we thought it was the perfect opportunity to record that for audio. They had some like rules at that theatre that we couldn't record it for video, because obviously we would have loved to have done that as well, but so it is just an audio only episode. And then obviously we have to cut out all of the copyrighted like music and stuff, so like my opening number, I did the Hannah Montana number, but we had to like cut that out of the stream. But if you were there in person, and I did post some stuff on TikTok, so hopefully you'd have seen that, but if you're there in person, thank you so much for coming. I met so many of you at the meet and greet, and we did a little Q&A, which was so lovely, and I really love environments like that, and I just, it's so lovely to have that like human connection, and that's what I love about doing live shows. Obviously, I get so super nervous for live shows. Like, it's weird. Give me a script and choreography and I will thrive. Like, I'm like, tell me where to go, what to do, what to say, and I'm like, one, two, three, look at me. Whereas like a live show where I'm just like making it up as I go along, I'm like reading a couple of things off these cue cards, but like it's all come from this. It's all come from this. Like, that is scary. So I was incredibly nervous for the live show. And as much as I'm so like happy that that was, you know, a solo show in the West End, that is silly. That is silly. But I feel like in the moment, I didn't take it in because I was too busy stressing about like, oh my God, what am I going to do? What am I going to say? Like, things like that are really out of my comfort zone, honestly. And as much as I might seem like really confident and that I've got my whole, you know, I've got it together and I know what I'm doing, like, I don't. I'm faking it till I make it. And things like that are really out of my comfort zone. But you do not grow inside your comfort zone. So things like that are really important to do. And they do help me grow. But in the moment, I'm like, I can't wait for this to be over because then I can just like breathe and not be stressed. But then when I'm actually doing it, I'm like, this is the best. I'm having so much fun. So I just need to learn to like trust myself. So I'm definitely learning a lot throughout this, you know, podcast journey and the live shows last year and my live show at the Garrick. Another big moment for the podcast this year is we hit 1.5 million streams across the podcast, across the catalogue, I think the phrase is. 1.5 million streams is pretty mega. So I'm really, really proud of us for that. And hopefully it's just going to keep growing and growing and growing. We'll see where it takes us. And then one day we'll have like a live TV show on BBC. We're going to manifest. Although I do like the online platforms, I just feel like TV sometimes elevates everything. As in, TV is obviously mainstream, whereas I think like online platforms, YouTube, stuff like that, obviously that's where I am, that's where I'm comfortable. But like, sometimes I feel like you don't get taken that seriously. I don't know. This is your PSA to take me seriously, because I'm a really serious actor. I got a comment the other day that was like, wow, saw you in Legally Blonde. When you came out and started speaking in American, I didn't realise it was you. I thought you were going to do it in your normal accent. Can you imagine? It's almost there, but this dress needs to seal the deal, make a grown man kneel, but it can't come right out and say bride. Can't look like I'm, imagine like in Six when you just say it in your own accent. What you want is right in front of you, front of you. Anyway, on to the guests. We have had so many amazing guests. If we're going like right back who we kicked off season 2/forever with, Chris Olsen. I loved sitting down with Chris. We had Remember Monday. We had Max Belegda, Lisa Talley, like so many, Danny Harmer, Tosh, like, oh, Lizzie B, like honestly, when I think back to like how many like fun, incredible episodes we have had, and also episodes with people who I really love and respect and like friends who it's just been a joy to sit down and actually hear them talk about their careers. Because, you know, when I'm sitting with my friends just having regular chats, like, you know, I did Heathers with Lizzie, so we would sit in the dressing room and just chat. Like, she's not gonna sit there and just like reel off her CV and talk about her career and stuff like that. I mean, actually, maybe she would. She'll be like, I didn't train, I didn't have to train. That's what she always says. She's an icon. Wait, hold on, coffee break. But it's just so lovely to sit there and like give them space to be able to just like talk about their career and their thoughts and their feelings about the industry. We spoke with Jordan Luke Gage just before the Redcliffe run began. And I mean, my biggest regret in life was not going to see that, because I mean, I simply just didn't have any time off work to be able to go and see that, which is so upsetting. So that's also one thing I'm excited about the break, is like I'm gonna have time to like go and watch shows. I'm gonna go and see Heathers. I'm gonna go and see, like, I've got a lot of shows on my list. Oh, and there's a new app This is not an ad. There's an app called Showify, which popped up on my Instagram. And it's basically an app where you can follow people and you can... let me find it. My internet's not very good here. Hold on. Where you've got like a wish list of shows that you want to see. So I've got like my wish list of shows here. I've got like Paddington, Hadestown, Oliver, Avenue Q, Hunger Games, Beetlejuice, Waitress, Cats, Moulin Rouge. Like... I've put basically all the shows that I really want to see. Ride the Cyclone, Heathers, Jesus Christ Superstar. These are all the shows that are on my wish list for the summer. So hopefully I'll be able to fit them all in. So yeah, that's not an ad. But if anyone is interested, which I fear if you're watching this podcast, you probably are, it's an app called Showify. And you can rate the shows that you've seen. You can add shows to your diary that you're going to see in the future. I've only put in 2 shows and I've only put in 6 and Heathers. And I've obviously rated them both 10 stars, 10 out of 10. But I'm going to start rating them as I go. And it's just like a fun, it's like, what's that thing people do? It's called Letterboxd. I think people do it with movies and stuff where you can like rate the movies. Anywho, we have kind of branched out a bit with the podcast and we've done a couple of really fun like red carpet things. So we did we did an episode at the What's on Stage Awards live from the red carpet. So it wasn't live, but it was from the red carpet. And that was a really cool episode because we got to chat to people on the red carpet and really like get the vibe of the red carpet. And I think like as much as I love my sit down guest episodes, it's really fun to like just do different things like that. So let me know in the comments if you did enjoy that and you want to see more of that. We did an episode at the big night of musicals with the National Lottery, which was really, really cool. Sat down with Sam Ryder, sat down with Andy Nyman, like loads of amazing people that are performing in the AO Arena, which has got like tens of thousands of seats. I've never performed to that scale, unless you're counting like the scale of people on TikTok, but I don't think that counts. I've never performed live to that scale. I think I would be absolutely terrified, but maybe that'll be in store for me next year. Maybe I'll be performing live to the AO Arena or something like that. I don't know. The Royal Albert Hall, that's quite big. Maybe one day, we'll see. We've brought back a couple of segments this year. We did a little How Very Dare You segment, but I want to bring back more of that. So more fun segments to come in September. But yeah, it's very much just been like a balancing act so far this year of doing the pod, of doing the show, of running my own social accounts as well. And also just trying to, you know, exist like a normal human and see my family and see my friends. And... see shows and also just like stay creative and inspired. I think when I start getting I'm not saying I'm burnt out, but when I do start feeling burnout, all my creativity is like, hello, all my creativity is in the bin. And I'm like, I don't have any ideas for videos. And that's where I know that I'm like getting tired and burnt out. And I do feel like we're getting there. So this break has definitely come at a good time for me to go and get re-inspired, go and see theatre, go and connect with friends. And maybe I'll take some like dance classes and stuff as well, because it'll be good to like keep moving my body and keeping things fresh. And to be honest, maybe over the summer I'll be auditioning, because this time last year I was already booked in for Legally Blonde, which didn't start until January. So like I booked this 6 months before it started. So when this job finishes in January, I'm going to want another job to potentially start in January. So that those auditions will be happening like now. So this summer might be busy with auditions. Who knows? I can't wait for it to get to September and then I can like actually sit and update you all. Well, I can wait because, you know, but it'll be exciting to sit down in a couple of months and be like, okay, so here's everything that's happened. Maybe we'll just do another like chatty vlog style episode like this. I probably should have just done my makeup whilst I was sat here chatting to you, but... you can't have it all. What else can I update you on? I mean, the audiences for this show and the reaction for Legally has just been like incredible. I don't think anyone was quite expecting the support that we've had as a company and as a show. So I'm really trying to embrace that and just like appreciate that whilst it's here, because we are so lucky, especially with touring shows. It can be a bit hit and miss to know how the audience are going to react in different cities and stuff like that. I mean, we've just finished in Dublin and those were some of the best audiences ever, ever. And at the time we were like, whoa, this is a lot. Like, this is a lot. And then this week we're like, oh, if we could get a bit more of that back, that would be amazing. So yeah, I think I'm just learning to try and like appreciate every moment and I really do just like love my job, and I love getting to play Margot, and I love getting to play Elle. And now we're coming to the end of this first, why do I feel emotional? Now we're coming to the end of this first leg. It's gone so quickly. And it's just reminded me that like from September, October, November, there's only 4 months left of the contract. So my final scheduled show as Elle, I think, is the 31st, is New Year's Eve this year. So, and these 6 months have gone so fast. Those 4 months are going to go even quicker. So, yeah, it's crazy. Like, dream show, dream job, dream role. I feel like I'm talking about it like it's over. It's not. It's literally just a summer break, but it will be soon. Actually, on that note, you might have seen that Legally Blonde have announced that it's coming to London. I can't say any more than that. I don't know any more than that. No one, to my knowledge, is guaranteed to be involved in that. So currently, my contract, my journey with Legally Blonde finishes at the end of this contract in Brighton. And we will see what happens to the future of the show. But yeah, we're not really meant to be commenting on it or jumping to any conclusions because we honestly don't know, which is kind of scary. But so if you have watched, supported, commented, shared, subscribed, anything, come to see the show, met me in person, come to my live show, liked a TikTok video, anything at all these past 6 months, please just know I appreciate you, I love you, and I wouldn't be able to do this without you guys. So thank you, thank you, thank you a million times. Please stay tuned with what's to come. Make sure you're subscribed and followed? Make sure you follow me everywhere. Make sure you're subscribed and follow this wherever you get your podcasts. And you can also, my voice, help. You can also turn on notifications. I think there's like a little bell icon on YouTube that you can press, and that will notify you when we post again. And we've got more to come. There's going to be some behind the scenes footage. There's going to be some like never seen before clips that will be coming out over the summer break. So there's not going to be nothing. So make sure that you're tuned in for that. That will be across the How Very Hannah socials, which are all linked in the description. We will be back, if all goes to plan, on the 3rd of September. And I cannot wait to see you there. We have just been going at like full speed ahead since January. So the whole team have such a well-deserved little break ahead of us. We're going to breathe. We're going to recharge. We're going to reset. And are we going to rebrand? Watch this space. That's all I'm going to say. Thank you, thank you, thank you for such an incredible first half of 2026. What a year. What a year to remember so far. And we've still got so much to go, so much opportunity. Love you all, appreciate you all, and I will see you all. I feel like I'm saying goodbye. I'm not going anywhere. Like, I'm still going to be on YouTube, on TikTok, on Instagram. Like, I'm still going to be here. But I will see you back in the How Very Hannah studio in September. Thanks for watching. Bye.